Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome, welcome. It's 3:07, the day after primary day, the day after an historic announcement of a vice presidential candidate that is an African-American woman. And we are actually anxiously awaiting some breaking news. Vice President Joe Biden and Kamala Harris were supposed to make their first public appearance together. We were going to take their opening remarks. It was supposed to start, get this, 20 minutes ago. But that's sort of how politicians roll. They kind of roll in whenever they want. So now we're scheduled to 3:30. So keep it tuned right here to WCCO Radio, and we will bring it to you as we hear it. Hi,
hey,
Paul.
Hey, Jor.
Hi.
I was on the phone.
You're off the phone?
I've got this radio show. Oh, yeah.
He's on the phone. So I'm like, well, I think I'll just start the show myself. That's cool. Yeah. It's an important phone call, right?
Well, look, disputing a credit card charge.
I mean, that's big stuff.
And when you finally do get through to a human, you hate to let that opportunity go.
Amen. But, yeah. That's why I just took it. It's all, you stay on with AppleCare or the Visa. You do your thing. And we'll just do a little radio show over here. But I know we should be talking about the primaries and mail-in voting numbers and all that serious stuff we plan to do in our meeting, guys. But I forgot to tell you, last night I was awakened, to the screeching of what I can only assume is either bunnies or fox going at it hard in my lawn.
Ooh.
Have you ever heard a fox have sex?
No, I can't say I have. I hope to never hear it.
It is like a screaming young child. My neighbor in Eden Prairie once called me and she goes, are your children in the house? I'm hearing like child abuse in the backyard. And I said, really? And then another neighbor said to us, yeah, did you guys hear those fox going at it? Foxes? What's the plural of fox? Foxin?
Yeah.
Foxes? I don't know. Did you hear? I was like, oh my gosh. And it sounds like a screaming child. And because I'm such a light sleeper, when you give birth to three humans, the minute they blink their eyes, you're like awake as a mother. I'm such a light sleeper that in the middle of the night last night, I did hear the sounds of lovemaking. It was either the foxes or the bunnies going at it outside my window.
Why do they scream?
Because
they can. I don't think I want to go there. We should probably...
That's a good question, though.
Pivot. We should pivot now, Jordan.
So the fox and the bunnies are in heat, my friend.
Yeah.
So
well, that's good.
There's
going
to be a lot.
That's our top story, folks.
I just wanted to share with the group a little bit of inside baseball there. That's if I'm a little extra tired tonight, it was because I listened to a couple hours of lovemaking outside of my window.
Sounded more like screaming, but okay, whatever.
I guess. It's pretty hilarious.
Jor, more than 500,000 people cast ballots by mail.
Yes.
In yesterday's primary.
And, that's a lot, by the way, folks.
Just for comparison, 2016 primary, 294,000 voters total. Most of those were in the polls. And we had nearly double that number yesterday, just casting their ballots by mail. I've heard some conspiracy theories. I want to run this theory past you while we wait for this news conference with Joe Biden and Senator Kamala Harris, which is coming up shortly. We'll see if it is in fact newsworthy, what they say. Are they going to talk about policy or is it going to be a campaign rally? We shall see. One theory going around social media right now, Jor, the Democrats are laying a trap for the president by anointing Kamala Harris. Now, hear me out.
What?
Listen to the details. Less than an hour after Joe Biden's formal announcement yesterday, the president called Harris, quote, nasty and dishonest during a briefing with reporters. The president, if history is any guide, may continue to insult Kamala Harris, which may, in fact, anger women voters who already overwhelmingly support Democrats. I did not realize this. There are more women of voting age in America than men. More women than men.
I didn't know that.
54% of the electorate is female compared to 46% of men.
And so what? If you're a woman, you have to vote for Kamala? Is that what they're saying?
No. They're just doing the math. A bigger percentage of that 54% of female voters do, in fact, turn out to vote. Now, I'm being overly simplistic here, but I keep hearing from the alleged pundits that the president has it pretty much locked up in many rural areas of America. And the cities historically vote Democrat. And what may make all the difference in the world is how suburban voters vote, especially women who tend to turn out more than men, just looking at history. So if the president goes on a tear, Twitter or otherwise, or at his press conferences and insults Kamala Harris, Senator Harris, you know, is he going to irritate, turn off more suburban voters, which could make all the difference in the election on November the 3rd? So, again, I think
if you haven't already been irritated, but like he's already irritated everybody. If you haven't been irritated, no matter what he says about Kamala, then it's not going to irritate you or it is going to continue. I don't know that it's going to make much of a difference.
People are fatigued. People are just exhausted, right? And angry.
I tell you this, Paul, what I saw yesterday in the primaries makes me believe that Trump is going to win. Because I see a lot of candidates that are polarizing. I see a lot of extreme candidates that have won. I mean, there's some woman in Georgia with ties to the QAnon conspiracy theory.
Yeah, I saw that.
She won a primary. And look, even in the fifth, you know, we had Anton Melton Mukes, who is a more moderate candidate for the DFL, and Representative Omar beat him. And she is a very left progressive candidate who, you know, isn't getting a lot done, but has her stance on the left. So these are candidates that what I'm seeing from the electorate is that they're not necessarily interested in coming to the middle. They want to stand in their corners with their extreme candidates and stand there, take their ball and go home, but back to their corners. They're not really interested in coming into the middle to have some kind of compromise. You know, if you're voting for a right-wing conspiracy theorist and then Ilhan Omar, you are left or right, and you're not interested in talking to the other side. And that is very dangerous for our democracy and also makes me think Trump's just going to win again.
Look, I mean, most of America is somewhere in the middle, right? You may tilt left, you may tilt right based on different issues, whatever. But the radical right and the loony left have kind of hijacked the conversation. Most Americans want solutions. Mm-hmm. How do you make people's lives better? Forget the rhetoric and the political talking points. What can you do to help me help myself? Who has real solutions? But first, we have to get past this pandemic. So it's going to be interesting.
And then we're going to have some fun on the show. Oh, and by the way, update, folks. I believe David gave an update that said a caller says it's not the fox nor the rabbit that are mating. It's not mating season for them. It may have been an owl eating a rabbit.
Oh.
Another caller says it's a fox eating a rabbit.
That's a lot less
sexy.
Picture
them. Well, that's it. I'd rather picture them having sex instead of getting eaten alive. But thanks for sharing, callers.
Wow.
Appreciate that. I'll sleep well tonight.
Yeah.
651-989-9226 is our number. We are about to play When I Was 18. If you want to be our judge, call in right now at 651-989-9226. It's good stuff, my friend. Gotta love Seal.
Yeah.
Gotta love
no
Seal.
No argument there, yes.
Are he and Heidi Klum still married?
You're asking the wrong guy.
I know. I'm Googling that right now as it came out of my mouth.
You
talk while I Google.
But I think we may already have a winner. Yeah. I'd vote for Seal. Sure.
That was the top of the charts 25 years ago today. This is the time when we play When I Was 18, and we look at what was at the top of the charts the year we were 18. We do have a special guest judge. Rebecca is on her way back from Iowa. Rebecca, thanks for listening and calling in.
Yeah, I mean, it's been 10 days since I've listened to your laugh. And so when you talked about the bunny stuff, I just couldn't hold it in anymore and laugh.
Good. I'm glad. Well,
don't encourage Rebecca.
I think I'm wrong. I think it was some kind of death ritual.
Something getting sexual. Nice.
Bunny love.
Bunny love. We'll go with
that. All right, Paul, where are we starting? Are we starting with your song, sir?
I guess we should start, yeah. This is from the summer of 1977, August 1977, The Emotions.
This is good. I like
remember
it.
This?
I keep wanting
for sure.
I keep wanting your old music to be terrible, but once again, not terrible. Pretty good.
Proving that music may have peaked in the 70s and maybe the early 80s, but definitely the 70s.
Really good. I love that. All right, that's The Emotions, Best of My Love. The year was 1991 when Every Heartbeat by Amy Grant was top of the charts. The
90s. Oh, boy.
Yep.
I could just
yep.
see 18-year-old Jordana rocking out to some Amy Grant on a cassette tape.
Yep. That's a good song. It was a good song in 1991, and it probably should stay there.
Come on.
Yeah.
Why, right. Rebecca, you like that one?
No, my youngest daughter was born in 91.
It was a good year, a good vintage, my friend.
Yeah.
A good vintage.
I graduated in 76. I'm taking Paul's song.
Oh. Wait, you can't go yet. Oh, Rebecca, we're not finished.
Okay.
Come on.
We got one more.
Usually
Rebecca.
My music from the 2000s is not that great, but I take offense to you, voting me out before I even play it. But
wow.
Okay. Play it.
This is Don't Ya by the Pussycat Dolls. Don't you wish your girlfriend
was hot like me? Oh, that's obvious.
That's
obvious. I
think
that one.
Yeah, yes.
Wait a second. You can't change your vote. This is fraudulent.
Sensing a little sarcasm there. You know what, though? David, that's a catchy song.
That's a great song. Yeah.
Yeah, syphilis is catchy. No.
Okay,
no.
Stop it.
It was a good video, too.
See? Rebecca remembers.
Wow. Look at that.
I don't remember.
Oh. Although I still don't think we have a verdict on if MTV, A, is still on the air, and B, if they stay music videos. Did anybody do any research on that after the show?
MTV as a whole doesn't play videos anymore.
Right. Yeah.
So it's just reality shows?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Poor
That's too
one.
Bad. Okay, Rebecca, it is time for your verdict. Is it going to be Best of My Love, The Emotions, Paul's Year? Every Heartbeat by Amy Grant, My Year, or Don't Ya, The Pussycat Dolls, David's Year.
Pussycat Dolls.
All right.
Oh, yes.
Look at you, David.
Look at that. I was dead and buried and out of the grave. Here we go.
I think it's just because his daughter was born, or Rebecca's daughter was born then, right, Rebecca?
No, it's because... Amy Grant, I wasn't much a fan of. Maybe one video, one song, one hit wonder. The other one, when it came out, was at the beginning of the disco time, and I was kind of into that. And then as I got older, MTV was sort of dying down, but the Pussycat Dolls came up with that particular video was good. And then you also had Moulin Rouge around the same time.
Yes. That's a great video.
And that was a good video.
Your breadth of knowledge of music videos is very impressive. Rebecca, you'll have to come back on and talk with us again. A safe drive, my friend.
Rebecca,
I just want to say one thing, Rebecca, before you leave. I'm tracking you on Doppler. Please obey all posted speed limits on I-35, okay?
I have the cruise at 65, and I'm just passing Obama.
All right, man. She knows where it's at. It's
Drive okay. safely.
And hi to
Thank
the kids.
You.
Thanks, Rebecca.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Rebecca.
Thanks, Rebecca. Heads up, I did a little Googling. Heidi Klum and Seal are not married anymore. No. They divorced, and Heidi revealed that their marriage was a struggle, and so was co-parenting. And that's unfortunate for Heidi and Seal. They were a beautiful couple, but they are no longer married.
I want to get that 30 seconds of my life back that you just spent on that. But okay. Okay.
I was curious.
Can we go back to the foxes and the bunnies?
That's another 30.
The weirdest lead we've ever had. Okay. Look, yeah.
Things that are in my head.
Yeah. Right? Get it out. Get it out. All out. Yes.
We're waiting for Kamala and Joe Biden to make their first public appearance together. But of course, I have a meditation moment for you. It's an oldie but a goodie. I'm voting for meditation, but maybe you want to hear Kamala and Joe. We'll see who's up next when we get back from the break. Ah, the soothing music has hit the airwaves of WCCO Radio. We are live on Instagram for alternate nostril breathing. This is a favorite to do in traffic. Take your thumb, put it against your right nostril. Breathe in on your left with your pointer finger. Switch it over. Breathe out on your right. Keep going. Switch it over. Take your time. Alternate nostril breathing has been shown to enhance cardiovascular function and lower heart rate. In Sanskrit, it's called Nadi Shodhana Pranayama. That's exactly what you do. Right finger, right nostril, inhale. Other finger, left nostril, exhale. Easily done and really works. Great for when you're sitting in traffic. I hope you'll continue to listen to the rest of the show on WCCO Radio. Thanks for joining us on the air and on Instagram Live, and I will post this to the Paul and Jordana page. Thanks, guys.
Gerard just picked my nose a little bit.
You know what? That's gross.
Well,
that's so you, though.
It's you. Well, it's a guy thing. I'm not proud of it, but I did the breathing, but there was a little picking. While we wait for Joe Biden and Senator Kamala Harris to appear in public with their spouses any moment now, we want to play a couple of clips from last night. Stephen Colbert had some commentary about Senator Kamala Harris being picked as Joe Biden's VP.
That's right. Joe Biden has selected Senator Kamala Harris as his running mate. Kamala is the daughter of two immigrants. She went to Howard University. She's a Democratic senator from California. That's an inspiring story. Unless you're Trump, then it's a Stephen King novel. Yeah, in a statement, Kamala said, I'm very much looking forward to serving as president. Vice president. I mean vice president. Biden announced his selection in a tweet and called Kamala a fearless fighter for the little guy. Then Dr. Fauci was like, thank you. She's only had the job for a few hours, but Kamala is already gearing up for her debate with Mike Pence. That's why she spent the entire day arguing with a mannequin at Kohl's.
Ouch.
Most of that was funny.
Yeah, that was below the belt. By the way, it's amazing to me how Stephen Colbert can disguise his voice to sound like Jimmy Fallon. I think that was Jimmy Fallon, obviously.
That happens, friends, yes.
I think we also, DJ Dave, we have...
Yeah, let's listen to Trevor another Noah. One from Trevor Noah
okay.
from last evening.
Great.
Joe
Trevor.
Biden has officially picked Kamala Harris to be his running mate. Say what you want about Joe, but the man went black and he's not going back. And I gotta say, I'm impressed that Biden picked Kamala even after she destroyed him at that debate. In fact, part of me thinks he only picked her so that she can just never dust his ass in public again. This isn't a VP pick, it's an insurance policy. And I'm really interested to see what the Trump campaign's line of attack is going to be on Kamala. Because they're going to have a tough time. Everything she's done in her career appeals to Trump's base.
Crafty Kamala spent her whole career locking up criminals and filling up California's jails. She's even friends with cops. Hold on, that actually sounds pretty cool. Mike, is it too late to change you?
But jokes aside, congratulations to Kamala Harris. She is now the first black woman on a major party ticket, which is a great moment for her and for America.
I love Trevor, and he was spot on.
Yeah. Yeah. What's that old saying about, you know, keep your friends close, your enemies closer? I mean, Kamala Harris took Joe Biden apart during the debates. I mean, she scored a few knockout punches. And I don't know, the fact that he chose her, maybe he doesn't have a thin skin. Maybe he does not hold grudges. I mean,
or it's, and maybe it's not about feelings of, you know, fragile old people. Maybe it's about, wow, look at her. She took me down, and we need some of that. We need some of that for the tax code that is unfair to certain people. We need some of that for corporations taking advantage or other countries taking advantage of their currencies. We need some of that. You know, he respects knowledge and good work and smart people. And that's what she is. It's not about having hurt feelings and your ego being bruised. He's like, snap, she is on fire and she's amazing. And he can respect that. And I respect Joe Biden for putting his ego aside and saying, oh, she hurt my feelings. I'm not going to have her as my VP. He's like, bring it. The country needs some of that.
Yeah. No doubt. And look, I'm a capitalist. I'm on my seventh business. But I acknowledge that the system as it is today, especially during this horrific pandemic, the system isn't working for far too many people. Mm-hmm. And whether the solutions come from the right or the left, we should be open to new voices. And you're right. As a CEO, you want to hire the best, the most qualified people you can find, period. And if you're the CEO of America, you want to surround yourself with the smartest people you can find. Even people who disagree with you. In fact, you could say that's not a bug, that's a feature. Right.
And that's the lesson here. Yes, she disagreed with him. Yes, she was even mean to him and harsh with him because they disagreed. And that's OK. But doesn't mean she's not right and doesn't mean she's not smart. So the fact that they are coming together, this is exactly what I was talking about with polarizing candidates. We have, you know, chosen in Georgia, they've chosen some QAnon conspiracy theorist lunatic. Right. And here, a very progressive left candidate, Ilhan Omar, won in the 5th district. If we keep getting behind polarizing extreme candidates, we will never come to the middle. And hopefully, Kamala and Joe Biden have found some middle. And we can all get on board with that. David tells me we do have that Stephen Colbert cut.
Yes.
So let's laugh a little bit.
This is an historic announcement because Harris is the first black woman and the first person of Indian descent to be nominated for national office by a major party. So Trump's going to have a hard time deciding exactly how to be racist about her.
I demand to see both of her birth certificates.
Now, Biden promised to pick a woman. And there was a lot of speculation that it would be a woman of color, but still, Senator Harris is a surprising choice considering just how hard she went after him. I mean, with hammer and tongs over busing, issues of racial equality. I mean, she hit him so hard he was spitting teeth like chiclets all over the stage. It was so bad that before one of the debates, he said this.
Go easy on me, kid.
Go easy on me, kid, and I'll give you something nice like a Werther's Original or Air Force Two. Is going to receive a lot of scrutiny because Joe Biden has a chronic condition doctors call old.
Air Force Two. That's
spitting
good.
Teeth like chiclets. That's so pretty good. Yeah, it's going to be so interesting. Good. And we're standing by waiting for the press conference any moment. Let's break early. We're going to go to this press conference and hang in there as long as there's something newsworthy to say. Stick around. We'll be back with more next. Paul and Jordana, waiting for Vice President Biden and Senator Kamala Harris to appear together for the first time, the first campaign event. It's being held in Wilmington, Delaware. And Jor, I just discovered that the auditorium where they're holding this presser, this press conference, there's no power. There's no air conditioning.
Why?
There are severe thunderstorms in the area, and apparently there must not be an emergency generator, whatever. I'm not sure if that's what's causing the delay, but the weather is not cooperating in Wilmington for this press conference.
How are they socially distancing? Are people even invited?
I haven't seen. I mean, everybody that I've seen, at least on television, is wearing masks. But I think it's just the press. I'm not sure there are people in the audience. It may just be for the press.
I think so, too. We're about to find out. Well, hopefully, if they ever get on, if they ever get it together. Do you know that this press conference was supposed to start an hour ago?
Yeah.
Like, really? If in real life you said, oh, let's meet, and then you were an hour late, your friends would be pretty mad at you. Not that I care, whatever. But, you know, people are waiting for them to speak.
Yeah. Well.
Just be on time.
You should write your congressman and complain. By the way, we're off at 5:30. Twins pregame is 5:30, and the Twins take on the Brewers. Lost a heartbreaker yesterday, but they're taking on Milwaukee. First pitch at 6:10, right here on your Twins station, WCCO.
The talented Sloan Martin is joining us, as she is every day, to update us on her story of the day. What are you working on, Sloan?
Hey, Jordana. Today is more of that kind of political perspective. So Governor Walz speaking today. The main point of the press conference, and we'll talk about different aspects that were kind of brought up here, but to me it's the fact that we have two state figures that have featured really prominently the last couple of months when it comes to COVID-19 response and the George Floyd unrest are leaving their posts. Just moving on to different jobs. First is Management and Budget Commissioner Myron Franz. He's going to become the CFO at the U of M. And then Minnesota National Guard Adjutant General John Jensen. He was promoted within the military. So you have someone who's on the financial side here, Myron Franz, who's worked in the Dayton administration and throughout here where we are in the Walz administration. He's known for building up that rainy day fund, being conservative, and that, you know, rainy day fund is going to end up paying off with how things are here financially for the state. Really in a tough position financially. So someone coming in is going to be Jim Showalter replacing him. He's a former commissioner of MMB. So I think we just look at these are people playing big roles. Also on the National Guard side, we are still in a place where the state and local governments, including Minneapolis, are evaluating just what exactly is the role of the National Guard. How was it employed after George Floyd was killed? And taking a look at that relationship, how was it called? Looking at the state and local response. So that was my biggest takeaway, is seeing these two big figures who maybe, I'm going to say definitely, just kind of regular folks are not going to be hearing a whole lot about. But we've heard a lot about them during the last couple of months for these two different crises.
Sloan, not to be a Monday morning or a Wednesday afternoon quarterback, but Representative Omar had the backing of the DFL. Melton Mukes, I think, had a lot more money to work with. I saw a lot more ads. No?
I think they raised about the same amount of money.
Was it about the same?
Yeah.
Any perspective on how and why Representative Omar pulled off this primary win?
Well, you know, Governor Walz was asked about not that race in particular, but other races. The fact that we have four DFL incumbents that have either lost or already conceded, including two in leadership positions in Raymond Dean and also in Jeff Hayden. So those are really prominent ones to see go down. And at least two of the four that lost, Governor Walz formally endorsed. So he was asked about, do you think either for yourself that you're going to face a challenge come next election from, someone farther left, someone who identifies as more progressive? And does it worry you that we are seeing these incumbents in the party that are basically being upset a lot of times by newcomers? And he's said that anytime people are going out to vote, that's going to be a positive thing. He's not worried about that. In regards to himself possibly facing a challenge, he is here. He said he's here governing, you know, during a pandemic, and that decisions are going to be unpopular, and that he's kind of worried about the day to day, which you can kind of believe, even though we are in this political season, just because of how many decisions need to be made on a day-to-day basis and how unprecedented this is. But Paul, you're right. It is interesting to look at that fifth district. And we also saw the difference in who was supporting each candidate, how much each donation was as well. A lot smaller for Ilhan Omar. And she was really trying to promote that, drawing in that money from different kinds of voters.
Sloan, we appreciate it. Thank you so much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.